Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This woman, she just wanted to know. She's like, you guys talk about starfish and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do men judge women's bodies during, you know, relations?
Nope.
Not at all.
Not at all.
This is, you are more, the woman's worried about it.
Yeah.
The man is not.
Not, at least not these men.
Well, she says, you know, she's as less confident. She put on a little COVID weight, right?
Right.
And, or, you know, she likes to put it, she put on a little cushion. And so, you know, he's always saying how sexy she is and how beautiful. And she's like, I just don't believe him.
Yep.
I don't believe him. And so when she's laying on her back and stuff like that, she's like, I don't want him to look at my stomach. I feel so vulnerable.
Okay.
It's preventing her from enjoying the act. And so she's like, is this, do men focus on the body?
I don't know. Think so.
I guess I can
only speak for me.
All right, but Jared has to look like he's scared.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You think men judge a woman's body?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Wow.
All right.
I mean, like, I know firsthand, I judge everything at all times.
Jared's so rude.
He is very rude.
You're just judgy pants. It just seems rude.
Yes, I am. Like, I if a girl gains weight and, like, she didn't have the weight before, I know that. That doesn't leave your mind.
I don't think so. I don't think guys, they're not, hey, that's an extra 5, 10, 15. They're not caring about how much weight.
Well, I mean, we don't, but I guess some do.
I mean, in the moment, you're still going to get the D done, but you definitely know, hey, this person is a lot bigger than before.
Yeah.
That's so rude.
Just disheartening.
Are you saying you're a bad person?
I was hoping that we were all on the same page there.
Nope. I'm just, I'm intuitive to what's going on.
Do men judge? Let's go to Chris.
Yeah, I'm definitely not
during sex. Maybe, like, when their clothes are on, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's
But,
rude.
Yeah, when they're naked, definitely not.
But, yeah, because you're just happy to be getting some.
Yep.
Or maybe that's just me. I don't know.
I mean, it's Derek. No, it's myself.
Yeah, I'm the same
There's
way.
Only one critical person over here.
Yeah.
To me, it's like a frog in water.
What?
Huh?
You know, when you
Are you
boil,
trying to do my analogies?
When you boil
to me, it's
a frog
in water.
Who boils a frog?
Well, if
what
you
kind of psychopath
frog,
are you?
It's a saying.
What?
Like
where?
If you put a frog in boiling hot water, it'll jump out. But if you put the frog in cold water and then it starts to boil, it doesn't really realize that.
What does
it's
that have to do with a woman gaining weight?
Well, like when you're getting it on, it's like that. It's like. You know, I've been with her this whole time. She gained weight, so
you know,
I really
when
didn't
I was
notice
getting,
she gained weight until
on
I go
with
on Facebook.
You, it was like
and that stupid time hop reminds
water.
Me of how hot she used to look.
Man, don't worry, honey. It's like a frog in water.
I love it.
I'll hit that.
I thought it was good. What's wrong with you? What is that shirt? Taco Cat?
Yeah.
Spelled backwards as Taco Cat?
Yeah.
Why do you dress like that?
Because y'all told me my shirts were
Your
were
shirts are awful.
And
they're the worst shirts I've ever seen.
I thought this was like a nice shirt that's not offensive.
I don't know why you and Daniel do that. You guys wear the worst shirts ever.
I don't know. I'm wearing a pretty stupid shirt, too.
No,
in
your
a taco.
Cool.
I mean,
are you talking about?
Oh, it's a grape soda one. Yeah. You know, it's
Your shirt's stylish. He's wearing a Taco Cat shirt.
My shirt is romantic.
His shirt literally says, Taco Cat, spelled backwards, is Taco Cat.
Mine's
and it's
romantic.
A cat inside of a taco.
Yeah.
I mean, a
and
taco.
A cat's
and
got
a
mustache.
You know?
I've never seen that.
Yeah. I just.
Cat's got a badass mustache. Look at that.
I mean, I just feel like that shirt is worn by like a seventh grade weird kid. And like you're like 40 wearing it. It's just odd.
Yet.
I'm sorry.
Huh.
I'm sorry.
All right. I want to hear from guys.
What the hell
Let's
was that?
Do a quick debate here.
It looks like a debate is about to break out.
Tell you what, now when she gains a little weight, it's like a frog with two asses.
Yeah. You know, you can't boil frog wall. What?
Go to.
Isn't that.
Sam the man.
Is a frog boiling in what the
Sam
hell
the man.
Psycho.
What just happened?
Shout out Nathan Norris. Shout out Matt Loaf. I want to say, I mean, I think men are conscious of their woman's weight gain, but they're still going to smash. You know what I'm saying? Like they're aware of it and they might not like it, but they're not going to say anything about it.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I love how not judgy I am.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I always thought I was a judgy person. But
I really don't think a guy's like, oh, you've gained some weight. No, look,
I noticed a little extra handle here.
Man, I am shocked.
I really am. I thought we were going to be universal on that one.
Yeah. I didn't think men were pigs.
Yeah.
We're not pigs. We just notice things.
Quick debate. Are men pigs?
Yeah, they are.
1-855-FU-BILLY. Because this woman, she was like, do men judge women's bodies during sex? Me and Derek were like, not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. Not even a little bit.
They judge their
bodies. Chris, even Cucky Chris over there is like, no, we don't.
Yeah, not during sex.
But then Jared over there.
Right.
I'm speaking for all men.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, but men definitely are judgy. No doubt. Like, we were talking earlier about, you know, Chris, this girl was kind of throwing it at him, and she has, like, a really big butt, and Chris was like, ooh, you know what I mean? Like, ooh, that butt's too big. And I was talking to my chick about it yesterday, and she's like, this is why girls hate men. And I'm like, you're right.
Because we have preferences?
No, because you're ugly, and you're turning down someone that's better looking than you.
Oh, she's a lot better looking.
Yeah.
Sure.
This is why, but that's why women hate men.
Let's
go. Because they're judgy pants.
Let's go to Troy.
You
yes,
and your
Troy.
Judgy pants.
Yeah, hey man, I honestly think weight doesn't matter, but as long as she doesn't have a full butt. But I think weight.
I'm still judging her.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I'm talking about you.
I'm still going to hit it, man.
I don't think that's what women want to hear.
No.
Hey,
neither do we. It wears me out.
You can be fat, just don't have that gut.
Yeah.
Let's go to Hunter. Yes, Hunter.
Yes, sir.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy? If I had a son and my name was Hunter, I'd name him Gatherer.
Hunter and Gatherer.
Oh, thanks.
These are my sons, Hunter and Gatherer.
Like the dominant one?
I would be so pissed to be Gatherer.
Yeah. What's up, Hunter? What do you think?
Oh, man. Man, I don't know. It. My dad always used to say, adds a little cushion.
Yeah, cushion for the pushing. Pushing for the cushion.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking really about down there.
I can't believe guys like...
I can't believe they still say that. More pushing for the cushion.
Yeah. I really have always had the thought process.
More cushion for the pushing.
More cushion. More cushion for the pushing. Yeah, more pushing for the cushion. Yeah, that ain't how it goes. I'm just surprised to hear, like, one, the guys be like, I'll still hit it, or, you know, the fact that they do look at it, and they are like, ooh.
Yeah.
I didn't really think guys would be like that.
I didn't think so either. Nick.
Crazy.
I'm going to have to let this lady know.
Good morning, boys.
She's going to feel real bad about herself today.
Yeah, sorry about that. Definitely getting judged.
Definitely.
Yeah. Was hoping to give you some positive feedback here.
What do you think, Nick?
Man, you got to be kidding me. For any of these guys that say, you guys included, for you to say that you don't judge at all
is not at all
ridiculous.
No, it's not.
Exactly.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
Anybody... Anybody that we look at any time, in any situation, we make judgments on them.
Yes.
And it might not be a negative thing and whatever. We might not have a problem with it. But for you to say that you don't have an opinion or that you don't notice, that's absurd, man.
Thank you, Nick.
Oh, the guy's spot
Nobody
on.
Nobody got my joke.
No, I did.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
all right, Daniel.
That's what I was laughing about.
Okay, this is making sure.
Yeah.
Chris is looking
disgusting.
At me like, like he's an idiot.
Yeah.
What's up, Daniel?
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to ask Jared, man. He's one to judge. I met him in Seguin. He's got the, he looks like he's got the teeth out of the quarter machine, man.
No, sir. You're completely wrong about that one.
Now he's got great choppers.
Exactly. I go to the dentist, unlike you.
He does have good teeth. All right, let's go to Daniel. Yes, Daniel.
Hey, what's
up? Like a washer and dryer place? What are they called?
Laundromat?
Best Buy?
Thank you.
Best Buy. Okay, I got you.
Where are you at, Daniel?
I'm just driving on my way to work with my crappy car.
Okay.
Hey, guys, I got a quick thing for you.
Yeah.
So, I think it's very situational, but in my opinion, if you love the woman, you're not going to judge and you're not going to say anything out loud. But at the end of the day, you got to get that horse in the barn.
Okay. You know, we have Neanderthal ways of saying stuff.
Yeah, we do.
Tell you what, it don't matter how much weight you got, you still got to get the horse in the barn.
It's like the more lowbrow we get, our listeners are like, I'm going to outdo that.
Yeah. In the sayings.
Yeah.
I'm still getting the horse. They can't just say anything. It has to be some redneck riddle.
Well, yeah, that's because that's the tone you set. Oh. And then you got Frog Eyes over here doing the same.
What's up, Isaac?
What's up, guys? Huge.
Don't matter how big the pig is, the horse still gets in the barn.
What?
That's right. So, my girl, we've been together about, I don't know, 8 years, and she's gained weight over the years.
Yeah.
But, you know, the weight goes to the right places, you know, boobs, butt, stuff like that. And in Spanish, we have a saying, the bigger the panza, the more the chanza.
That's right. And that's rude.
Yeah. Super.
Thank you, Isaac. Appreciate that.
How are you going to be named after somebody in the Bible and then be rude as hell like that? Like, that's just a weird way to live.
Oh, I thought it was from The Love Boat.
Isaac?
Yeah, wasn't there a dude named Isaac? Because my grandma used to make me watch The Love Boat when I
was a
little child.
Maybe Isaac's not in the Bible? I always just imagine it was.
Isaac Newton?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the Apple guy?
Isaac Newton?
No, that's Steve Jobs.
Who the hell is that?
Okay. No, there's some dude with an apple.
Talking
right?
About Einstein?
No. Yeah, Isaac Newton. He was a relative gravity thing guy.
No, that was Einstein.
No, that was not.
The gravity and relativity and all
I don't
stuff?
Know. Theory of relativity. That was Einstein.
Yeah,
that
you guys
that
lost
Einstein.
Me. Nah. Only scientist I know is Bill.
Who's the one with the apple?
Bill Nye.
That was Newton. Yeah, Newton's apple.
That's what I said, dumbass, and you just corrected me.
Well, I thought you meant Steve Jobs.
No, I didn't.
Talking about Cam Newton?
Hey, John, where's Chris? So.
That was a minute there we'll never get back.
So
people
this dude.
Are like, these guys are the dumbest.
It's a stupid show. I agree.
It is.
But
it's
blame yourself. Go do something. Make yourself get in the news or something. Give me something to talk about.
See, I like to point this out to people. Like, most shows are going to make you feel bad about your intelligence. We're going to make you feel good.
Yeah.
You're going to listen to our show and leave here and be like, man, I'm in a good spot.
I'm in a good spot.
Yeah. I know a lot of stuff.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.